to in the laws of Matilas Yadayim in chapter Kuf Samach Beis 162, and we're up to subsection 9, Tes. So we're talking about after washing your hand, you're rubbing your hands together. I mean, like we said, it's almost like when you wash, you know, for cleanliness, you know, after you wash with soap or everything, you have to sort of clean it off well. But this is for the purity of the spiritual purity. So he says, if you rubbed your hand after only putting one water, less than the reviz, so you pour it on one hand, so now you're saying, afilu shofach, I'll call achas bifne atzma yishtif achas merube kishtayim. Even you poured on one hand like a whole lot, but it was only one. You put a whole lot on one hand, and then you put on the other hand, call achas bifne atzma achas merube kishtayim, shenitinu merubehem. So, and we learned earlier that you don't actually have to pour twice, once, two, but you can actually pour one big one, which is equal to two. So your hands would be clean if you do one on one hand and one on the other hand. You don't even need two, as long as there's a lot of water. But now that you rub them together, chazru v'nitmo v'nigosom zu bizu, they have become tummy now because of they touched each other. You have clean water on this hand. You have clean water on this hand. Now you're bringing them together. They become tummy. And now, v'afilu mayim shnim e moedun l'taru. And now, even if you're going to pour a second time on each hand, it's not going to be sufficient to now make them clean. Normally, before they're rubbing each other, if you do it once, twice, and then the other hand once, twice, then you were good. But in this case, if after one time you touched your hands together, now even doing a second time on each hand won't help you. Because the water that's on one hand has become tame by touching the water that's on the other hand. Same thing the other hand from the water the other hand. Each hand's water made the other hand's water tame. The second waters cannot clean the water, only that water that became tame from this hand itself. The first water that came to clean it, the second water can clean that off. But not but not that they came from the other hand. And they go ahead and they are metame the hands. So therefore you should dry your hands first and then wash them again properly. It's very important. That's why, I mean, practically speaking, after washing your hand, you got to make sure that it's two times on one hand without having the other hand touching it. Even if you did it once or even if you do it one together, but that water is still considered tummy while it's there. And if they touch the other hand, then it would make it tummy each other. And you have to dry your hands first and then do it over again once and two.
That's on one wash or two?
Either one. Or, and one as two, but only after one. After two it is not a problem because they're both clean already. We're talking about one, but even one as two, which means a whole lot of water, because that only gets cleaned after it's finished, after it's dried up, but while it's still tame, it would be metame the other hand. Even if one of them you put the first and the second one, shamayim shalo toirim, the water is clean. If you pour one, two, right? And then you take, in this hand, you pour one on this hand. Still, this hand still has one. If you touch it together, but if you touch the hand that you did two, you're making it two. Two and two is okay, but two and one.
Yeah, okay.
even was a full pour in which the hand is tahir, but it cleans the hand, but the water is still tamei, and they will be metame this water. Others say that other waters do help to clean it. Since it was already fully clean with the water turning into two, which because it was one like two. So in this case, is you washed one hand. This hand is fully clean. The right hand is clean. Now you're putting it on the left hand. And he's saying, even if you put a double pour on the left hand, when you put a double pour on the left hand, if you dry it out, it's clean. The rabbi said it's clean, but that the water is still tummy because it touched the tummy of the hand. There was no water to rinse it off, so it'll become clean from that water, but it's still going to be metame the other water. Now, he says, you would need to, once it's metame, if you touch, you would need to go ahead and wash your hands again. But in this case, he's saying, since this hand was really tahir, it's just the water was under the tummy. So he's saying that you could use other water can be metai. You don't have to dry it out because it was already fully
So if you did two on one hand and you did a double amount on the second hand, they would be equal.
Right, but the one thing would happen, you didn't have a second one removing the first one. It's all one.
But a double is supposed to be able to remove the first.
No, so that we don't say that, because all of it came in contact with the hand. So it made it tummy. So it's okay, but the water is still considered tummy. The water is tummy because you need a second water to rinse off. You know, there's something about rinsing off.
So if you did the two on one and one lodge on this one, and then you went back and did the third.
That would be okay. As far, in other words, even though we do one, two, three, one, two, three, I don't believe that you ruined it if you did one, one, as long as you didn't. It'll be hard not to touch the water, but it'll be okay. I don't believe that it'll be a problem if you did one, 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 one on this. By Natilas Yadayim, the other way would be a problem. You can't clean your hands from the tumah in the morning if you did it three times. It needs to be dafka specifically, or. But if you alternate it for washing, I don't see a problem. So far.
I do that anyway.
You usually do one hand three and then the other hand three.
That's what you should do.
Right?
Yeah, but the question is, that's why we do it. But the question is, would there be a problem if you did one to go back and forth? I don't think there'll be a problem because what you're doing is, I mean, so again, you're going to have a problem because once your hand is wet, and then you're going to touch the cup, and then So if you're going to use a towel.
It's a towel anyways, right?
Yeah, if you do. Yeah, I do. Okay, so with a towel, if you're going to wash one hand, and then you're going to hold it with the towel the other side so it doesn't get wet, you're going to wash the other hand, you're going to hold the other part of the towel, then rewash back. I think I didn't see it yet here. Technically, it seems if you didn't get the water, your hand's tummy again, technically it seems that would be okay.
Go along with that scenario.
Right. The towel you're using to move it to one hand is not the same towel that you're going to use to dry up your hands.
You could, that is.
It seems to spoil, ruin the whole thing.
Why? It's just the towel's water, it absorbs the water. There's no, presumably, there's no liquid left in there.
All right.
I mean, it's just a little bit. I mean, your hand is not, I mean, you're holding the towel. Now you can switch spots on the towel. Move it around a little bit, you don't want to. You're right. I mean, you don't want, if it's liquid there, if it's moist over there. But we're presuming that in the towel it's dry. There's no liquid actually. There's no moisture.
Okay, so washing your hands. Okay, that's for bread. But if you're gonna have soup, you're gonna wash your hands too. Is that right?
Unless you no. If we want you wash it once, you don't have to wash again. Once.
In the days when we didn't have paper towels, cloth towels, and your hands have gotten tummy from doing this, you said to dry them off and then rinse again. But when you dry them off on the cloth towel, is that tamei being transferred to the cloth?
No, just the moisture. When it's moist, it transfers.
And when it moisture. Dries, it's
no, yeah. Okay. It's tamei, but it's not, doesn't transfer. So we'll see in a minute. Yeah. If you have, if you will touch, you'll see. If your hands are dry, and you touch somebody's hands who didn't wash, then your hands are not going to become tummy. But if your hands is wet, you're going to become tummy. You need liquid to transfer the tumor. What?
Science is not true.
Yeah, you, that'll carry electricity. It'll be water. You need water, otherwise it won't go in.
Well, with today's technology, what? That would be true. But you're transferring
everything. Someone sneezes, touches yeah. a hand.
No, but that's physical. But I'm talking about... But water, you need water to transfer. Like even with regards to kosher, if you have a pot, you have a kosher pot and a treif pot,
yeah.
touching each other, cooking at the same time, nothing transfers. It's okay. Heat from one metal to the other metal does not transfer without moisture. You need to have liquid over there. The liquid transfers it from one to the other. Without liquid, it doesn't transfer.
It doesn't transfer.
But the pot, but it, like a pot in a way. Actually, I should. It's considered a lot more absorbed in the dish of it if you don't have any moisture. If it absorbs, like if you're cooking in a pot, let's say.
A crock pot.
No, but if you cook something dry, let's say you have, like in the oven, without water.
We talked about that.
In ovens, so over there it absorbs actually more than it absorbs through liquid. That's the difference between the oven and things you cook on the fire top. And there becomes a whole halachic question. What about oil that you're frying on? Is that like a liquid or because it's just so little that it's more like baking? And the difference would make, how do you kosher that? Because you always have to kosher the same way that it came in. So if it came in through liquid, so that's why if it's usually a pot that you cook in, even though you burn the pot sometimes, you know, so you can argue, well, it absorbed the non-kosher food directly in London, but we go by the majority of the use. So the use of a pot is through liquid, so that's why you kosher through liquid. But by an oven, you kosher it by using a hot fire, or you need a... And okay, so yeah, okay, so that's already getting on the side over here. So let's... Yeah. Let's just do one more halacha over here. Subsection 10. Afilu noga b'yad she'ein netula klal. Even if a hand which has not been washed touches your hand, bein shu yodei, whether it's your hand or the other hand, bein yodei shalach or another person, shalei notel yodei, that hasn't washed his hand, and your hand is moist, hare hamayim shalom mistamim yadat meish nogamem. The water that's on your hand becomes tummy from the hand that touched this water. And then you have to give other second water. So basically, if you wash your hands once and twice, then somebody else goes. This is a very common occurrence because you're standing in line and washing and talking and, you know, you washed your hands and then somebody goes and touches your hand. So what happens now? So that hand made this water tummy that's in your hand. Or you by accident, you know, you were trying to transfer the cup to the other hand and by accident you touched this hand which wasn't dry. So now this water on this hand, on the second hand, that you pour the second water, now they become tummy. So what are you supposed to do? So you must use a second. So now you have tummy, you have to put another second. That will be the third on top of that. That's if it's second, you can pour another one. But if you only had one and somebody touches your hand. Also, this is an important halacha. They seem very technical, but these are very practical things to happen. You wash your hands once, and somebody touched it. Then you can't just pour on it once and twice. Over there, you're going to have to dry your hands and wash your start over again. You have to dry it out. There's only way to fix it by niguv. Or that you connect the water to a mikvah water. So in that case, you dip your hands. I'm not sure. Shokalim and mikvah is talking about the hands, or he's talking about. We'll see soon. The gama yach ain't in the tula ain't la takona, and also the hand that you haven't washed doesn't have can't help it. Obenigov, you can only dry it out. Livshinit magam ki mechaber to hatmeim, because that become tamei from this hand, which is tamei, because he touched this hand and their tamei beimayin shneim. And the second waters, even if it's a reviz at once, will not be metayer tuma that comes from another hand. So if the tuma comes from somewhere else, they cannot be metayer. You have to dry them up. Now the question is, but if it's a second water, shetum osam he binigi osam. Over there, the tuma is by touching them. Ain't tzorich l'nagva. We're trying to understand it. What's the difference over here? So he's basically like this. If you touched your hand after, with a non-clean hand, if you touched it after the first waters, then you have to dry out your hands and start over again. But if you touched it after the second waters, then all what you got to do is pour another time, but you don't have to dry it out. Why? Because the second waters are only tamei from your touching it, because you touched them with the other hand, as opposed to the first waters, they're tummy because your hand was not washed. Okay, we'll go weiter. This needs a little more clarification. Kvar nizbayer, we already learned earlier, shekvar shek b'mei deviz b'vasachas, that if you're pouring a reviz at once, yesh lakum v'loimar, over there we can be lenient to say, she'en v'stamim klal, that they don't become tamei at all, the water, because once it's a reviz, ulefikach, im shofach ayod ha'achas reviz v'as'achas, if you poured on one hand the reviz at once, v'noga bayat shniya shloshavchala, and then you touched with the second hand that you did not pour on it, yod ha'rishayna tahira, the first hand is tahir, v'gama shniya afa pishav z'achluchis mayim ha'rishaynim, and also the second hand, which still, though, it has moisture from the first hand. And that moisture that's on it has become tummy from the hand because it's not shari, ain't by reviz, there's no reviz, and the hand is tummy. It would be clean through the first and second water, or reviz once that you pour on it. Because it comes from the hand itself. So if it comes from the hand itself, then you can just do. So the water that's on the second hand that is now moist because it touched the first hand, it became tamei from this hand. That hand itself can be tamei through pouring once and twice. Avolim nosin al yodashni mayim rishonim pchusim. If he gave less than a viz, and it touched the end of the basachas, so this hand become not from its own hand, but from the second waters on the other hand. No. So the second hand becomes tomei mimei mei hashniya atmei from the Tomadik's second water. Meaning from the waters of the second hand, not the second pouring, the waters of the second hand, which are tamei. V'tzorich lishpach alav ma'im shnim l'tara, shechol ma'im tmeim mitamim esayad negez bem, afilu hitoyra legamri, afilu bem tzatsuda. Any ma'im tmeim, so we're actually talking the first hand becomes tamei from the second one's touching it. And therefore, you need to pour a second time on your first hand because the mayim tameim from here will be metame, the hand that touches them, even if it's completely clean. Now it's already clean, even in the middle of the meal. So in this case, your right hand, if the right hand is first, so the right hand would become tamei, because it had a second time, but now, since this hand only had one time, so the first hand has become tamei from there.
On the one time.
From the one that you only washed one time. So that's why you'd have to wash this hand the second time. But you wouldn't have to dry it up.